This recording, Ontario 11, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comegit Secure is copyright Douglas N. Honorov, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who has been working in the deserted district of the territory for a long time, so she was very happy to start a new job at superb private practice in North Square near Duke Street Tower. The area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on the first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel very sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune for her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on the right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison was a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
It's a tradition that my mom and I go to the Rockton World Fair over the Thanksgiving weekend. And it's pretty much one of the only things, I think it is, one of the only special holiday things that we really, really enjoy and actually make time for. Then we get candy apples. And sometimes there's a special sale or something, so we'll get more than one each. And while we're eating that, we walk around while we're in the candy apple tent. They have these rows upon rows of birds. That'll be anything from pigeons to very exotic things, and then also just farm, regular birds. And we eat our candy apples while we're walking up and down, and we pretend to think what they're saying to each other. And if one's like, "I'm starving," as it's screaming out, or the roosters, it's really interesting. And sometimes I find it quite sad, actually. So my mom always tries to hurry her experience, because she loves it way more than I do, so that we can get out, because I don't really like seeing that caged animals. And then we continue on to other animals. Like, this year we saw horse races. Well, not races, more like competitions, I guess. And then there's the derby at the end, where we go back to the car, get our blankets, and then go back and watch and cheer and have people look because we're so excited, and eat the rest of the food, such as beer nuts and jujubes or baked potatoes and sour cream